in June this year, you talked about the technology industry being at an inflection point. Now, you know, we all like to talk about transformations and inflection points and so on. Do you want to elaborate on what you actually meant? What are we changing from to?
The reality is that our industry is constantly in transformation from one type of technology and platforms and ingredients, you know, to another. Certainly right now, you know, there's a lot going on. We have, you know, the whole social web. We have cloud computing. We have virtualization, mobility, all sorts of enablers in terms of how you tap into the information that you collect inside your enterprises and create, you know, value from that. And, you know, what we see is sort of the next level of automation coming in new, more open forms of computing, whether they're, you know, new forms of database, new types of systems management, new ways of doing IT services that are more automated. Certainly the obvious ones that we all know about, the virtualization, the cloud, the mobility, all the mobile devices, the 5 billion cell phones becoming smartphones, the easy to access apps, the, you know, new devices and tablets, and, you know, certainly enormous changes in how people access, you know, their applications anytime, anywhere, any device.
So the inflection point is as much about how people use technology, and that's forcing changes on vendors such as yourself about how you deliver the technology to meet their needs.
I see it as an opportunity as opposed to something that's being forced on us.
Okay, well, with some of those changes in mind, I want to start thinking about the client computing area. It's something that every organization has a big part of, and it's still a big part of Dell's business. When you started Dell back in 84 with $1,000 and an idea, it was a very, very different environment then, very different. 25 years on, and there are 1.4 billion PCs in the world, which are arguably just a commodity now. But there's a lot of buzz around smartphones, media tablets. So what is the situation for Dell now? Client is still a big part of your business, but you're very, very reliant on the traditional PC form factor still. So what benefits does the traditional PC business bring you now?
I think the traditional PC business is absolutely changing, and we're a lot less reliant on it than we were 5 years ago. So if you look in the first half of this year, actually the majority of our gross margin came from software, services, server, and storage, not client PCs. So our business has actually changed a bit over the years. Now, certainly there is the virtual client. We have, you know, the mobile client. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, the 5 billion cell phones becoming smartphones today, only let's say 200 million of the 5 billion have converted, and we're seeing a rapid modularization of those parts of the industry. What I mean by that is that it's very typical when a new part of the industry starts that it's a very tightly bound vertical stack of proprietary ingredients from one company. But then over time, it kind of modularizes into an open modular stack. You're seeing this with Android and the rise of Android very rapidly. You're seeing it with now Windows Mobile. And I think you'll see that extend into tablets and, you know, other form factors. And Dell is very active in both Windows Mobile and Android, and, you know, we see those as definitely big directions for our client business, as well as the virtualized client. And, you know, building the next generation of the data center and the client architecture to optimize for that virtual client that, you know, kind of follows you around and you're able to access from any device, anywhere, anytime.
You mentioned specifically the moves that Dell started to make into the smartphone and tablet space there, and this ties back to one of the questions that we saw, but I'm not sure if people really understand to what extent Dell is serious about this space. It's been a pretty tentative approach so far, do you agree?
I think we're quite serious about it. You know, today in India, we're announcing two new smartphone models based on Android. We've taken our first Android-based product, the Dell Streak, you know, started in a few countries in Europe, took it to the US, it's been all over Asia, just launched it in Japan with Froyo Android 2.2. You know, next year we have the Honeycomb tablet version of the Android OS coming, and you'll see a wide variety of products there. And we just introduced the Venue Pro, which is our Windows Mobile 7 product. And you'll see us continue to expand around the world with more carriers, more devices, and also enterprise solutions. Because the thing that we hear most often from our enterprise customers, which is 80% of our business, is that they want these devices to integrate securely into their environment. They want a solution that works with all the other things that they have, and they expect Dell to help provide that. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Okay, you've touched on a number of areas there, and we've kind of skirted around it. But I mean, Apple is on the resurgence. Obviously, Apple in a very powerful position in the mobile and tablet space that you're talking about. And also in the consumer side. I mean, you talked about the challenges that enterprises have with people bringing their own PCs into the office. Increasingly, a large number of those are also Apple. So there's two questions, really. One, how do enterprises cope with those sort of challenges? But secondly, and perhaps more relevant, is what does that mean for Dell? I mean, how do you cope with a vendor, competitor like Apple?
I actually think there will be many answers to how customers deal with this. You know, some will let anything go, some will want more secure solutions that are more prescribed, and you know, as a services business, we're in the business of supporting customers kind of no matter what choice they make. We do believe there's a role for our own devices to play, and we're certainly expanding there. You know, we have plenty of great competitors. Apple is certainly doing quite well. But again, you know, I do find it fascinating that with all of the success that they've enjoyed with the iPhone, that you now see Android originations actually surpassing iPhone originations in a relatively short period of time. You could say, you know, maybe just a year or so after most people even heard of Android, it's now actually, you know, 100,000 apps, you know, 250,000 plus originations per day in terms of new users. And this modularization of the architecture and the choices that indicates for customers, I think is very powerful. And you know, I think when you're really successful, the world conspires against you. And you know, the carriers, the media companies, the customers, the application providers, everybody wants choice. And choice is a good thing.